Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, why are you smiling at me like that?
I was just waiting for you to continue.
No.
You're not going to continue? You're done? You're ending the podcast. You're going to sneeze?
Done. It's over.
You're going to sneeze?
No, I made these like very hot, tiny burritos for us for breakfast this morning.
We call them Rippers.
We call them Little Rippers.
Because of a coffee shop in San Diego that we went to.
Yeah, and the reason that they're called Little Rippers is because...
They rip.
No, because you dip them in something.
Are they called Little Dippers?
No, they're called Little Rippers.
Oh, that's what I thought.
I think it's because...
San Diego also loves, like, surf stuff.
Yeah, and I think it was an Australian coffee shop as well.
Why?
Because we say Little Rippers in an Australian accent, and that must have come from somewhere.
No, I think that just comes from your love of using the Australian accent and saying, like, Little Digger and stuff.
Oh, dig-a-day.
Yeah.
Right. Well, sweeps weeks is almost over.
Two more days of pitching.
Today is Peacock and FX. Tomorrow is Friday Showtime.
That's it, right?
We got another network that entered,
another bite, a nibble
entered the chat yesterday. So far, I'm just gonna say, I don't even care, like, you know, because they're probably both. I don't even know what's gonna happen, but
as long as you're not talking about the project, I think you're not telling
HBO.
Kale's out of school.
HBO has expressed interest, and AMC emailed the studio yesterday and said this feels like an AMC show. We would like to continue to talk. So, and I agree.
Would you like to continue to talk?
I would like to continue to talk.
It is really like sliding into your corporate DMs.
they asked me to send my pages, like my pitch pages, and sort of an expanded series document. And because I'll do anything, I was like, yeah, sure, I can work on that yesterday. And then my manager, like, again, thank God I fired my team and to have this new manager. My manager called. She's like, yeah, no, you're not doing that. You know why? Because you get paid for writing work, and you can't just submit things for free. It's in the WGA, like, agreement.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's against the rules.
Oh, so she's going to be like, just meet with them or whatever.
So, yeah, so what I think I might have to do next week is to go to HBO in Santa Monica and pitch to, like, the head of HBO.
Where's their offices?
Santa Monica.
I know, but, like...
It's on 4th or
something. You
said
Santa Monica, so I know they're in Santa Monica.
They're on 4th. They're all 4th and Olympic, maybe?
They're right near the water?
They're very close to the water, yeah. They're right on the blue line, the train.
Is it nice?
Yeah, their offices are very nice. The last time I went into pitch HBO, the Game of Thrones creators were there. In the waiting room. I was like,
They have to wait just like everybody else?
What you realize about this town is that no matter where you are on the like hierarchy of writers...
Someone else is always stuck in traffic, so you're stuck waiting?
No, we're all, if you are a creator person or a writer person, they all look at you the same way. We're all just like these annoying piss pants that they have to deal with that like make their content for them. It was like when I went to interview on Neuromancer, I was talking to the guys who were making the show. This guy, the guy who used to do Jack, Ryan, really nice man. And then like the guy who's like J.J. Abrams's protege. And they were talking, I was like, how did this project come together? They were like, it was a bake-off. I was like, wait, you guys, like, you still have to do a bake-off when you're at this part of your career? And they were like, yeah, you just have to do what everyone, you have to do what you do the whole time, every time, for the rest of your life.
It's
like,
just hopefully there's more zeros, but it's all the same stuff.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Today's a busy one.
Today's...
Basically, you start at 10 and don't end until midnight.
Yeah.
With meetings and social things and work stuff.
And
I won't see you today.
But my favorite thing that I'm doing today is that I'm going to go see Brian Peralta, our incredible guitarist from the band, play with his other band, Cowboy Destroy, at Permanent Records at 10:15. And I'm very excited to see my friend shred on stage.
How would you rate his shredding?
Brian like defies a scale, but it's like he's 5 out of 5.
You love it.
Yeah.
5 out of 5.